BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Bryce. I'm 22, and I'm from Arkansas. You might not know this, but I once went to a Natasha Bedingfield concert and stopped it. Anyway, now it's time for my favorite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Hi, loyal free downloaders and new people who are only just downloading for the first time. This is your Scott Mills Daily for Thursday, the 6th of September, featuring an incredibly wet innuendo bingo with Gemma Kearney. The Posh Radio 4 Lady reads out your emails on Dear Scott, and a new game where Chris tries to sell a story to one of those real life story magazines. It's a good one, loads to pack in, strap yourself in. It's a wet one.
Scott Mills.
You join us as Chris is trying to impress Radio 1's Gemma Kearney with his array of brilliant accents. We should do a game like Innuendo Bingo where you have to put water in your mouth and listen to his accents.
It's true.
We should do it now.
But now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Gemma, take some water.
Right, here we go.
Just a little warm-up for bingo.
Premature water.
What am I doing?
Let's put the cameras on. Let's do this. Go on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is smiley.
This isn't an event, Gemma. This is...
Okay. American.
Well, what am I saying?
American. Just anything.
Okay. I haven't even said anything. That was my...
Go on, then.
Hi, I'm Chris. And I'm from Watford. There you go. Okay.
Australian.
That's what you want.
Australian. Yeah.
Start me off. What was it?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello!
Oh, for God's sake.
Scottish.
Pointless. Oh, I don't know, because I don't want to offend.
Go on. Say hello.
I think you've already offended.
Hello, I'm from Scotland.
Go on, and you do one.
Hello, I'm from Scotland.
Hello. Hello, I'm from Scotland.
German.
Auf Wiedersehen.
You weren't even trying.
No, I've had enough of this game.
Right, so we get on with the bingo. Swallow that,
yeah.
Love. So, Gemma, last time you were here, were we playing with milk?
I know. Why am I the only person that seems to have been playing with milk?
I know. Well, you'll be pleased to know it's just water today. I saw your tweet that you're a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Nothing to be worried about, but I do want you to spray him.
Okay.
Okay? Because some people are watching this for the very first time today, like Jane in Chichester, and also Will, the student, who is in Welland Garden City. And we need to make it a wet one.
Okay, well, I think that we should definitely spray him because, as I say, Chris has gained a lot of sort of lady momentum since being part of your show.
How do you know this?
Well, I often have people coming up to me like, do you know Chris? Said, yeah, I've played Innuendo Bingo with him, Milk Styly. Yeah. And they become very flustered and jealous. It seems that it definitely helps you pull.
Is this what the ladies want? They want me to spit
on them? Yes.
Yeah.
It's what ladies like, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and it must be the way you spit it as well.
Mm. What kind of girl are you looking for, Chris?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's play the game.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Watch us now live on the Radio 1 website. This is happening. Two people fill their cheeks with water. I play some clips of innuendo from TV or radio that you, listeners, have spotted. Give yourself some points if you reuse your clip. And if the water... if they find the clip funny, the water will spray out of their mouths, normally in the bin or over each other. That's how Innuendo Bingo works. Let me know if you're watching online. Get onto the website now if you're not. Ads in Bury St Edmunds is watching. Also, Lydia from Northern Ireland is playing along and watching with Hayley in her art class.
And Gemma's waiting.
Gemma's got her mouth full of water. Filled her cheeks too soon.
Rookie error.
Just spit it out.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
It's all right. Okay. And now, drink some more water.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Let's play. Okay. Ash in Somerset provides us with the first bit of bingo today. And let's go over to Cash in the Attic.
Well, we're hoping for a good price now for your lovely jugs. They're lovely, aren't they?
They are really lovely, and they look very oriental.
I didn't expect that, Ian.
I didn't expect that. I spat all over myself. Oh,
splashback. Another rookie error. The Oriental Jugs there on Cash in the Attic. Okay, good start. And next, ready?
Yeah.
Let's go over to Five Live Breakfast this morning.
David, thank you very much indeed. Lovely talking to you. Thank you for the advice. If you're going to sleep with your pet, be very, very careful.
Gemma's gone.
What was his reasoning? Why did he say it?
I don't know anything else, Gemma.
If you're going to sleep with your pet, be very, very careful.
Why?
I don't know.
We don't get calls like that on the surgery.
No. Thank God. Pet special.
Oh, my God. Gemma.
Gemma's lost it already. Okay. And now, more water, please.
Yeah.
Loads of people watching this today. Hello, if it's your first time. Now, poor Eamon Holmes sometimes finds it a little bit hard to concentrate.
Oh, hi, hello. Hello, was Charlotte talking to me there?
Yeah, she is, but she's so far away, you can't hear her.
And it's the hooters everywhere we go, massive hooters.
Chris is gone. Gemma spits it out.
I think Gemma's my favourite.
Gemma is my favourite because it just comes out in little bursts.
It's so good.
It's such a good game.
Again, Amy, you just always want to know why.
I know. Amy in Edinburgh is listening and watching. Judith in Scotland happily stopped writing an essay to watch. Loves the bingo. Okay. Next, over to Radio 2. Andrew in Holmes Chapel spotted this. Thank you, Andrew. Jeremy Vine is absolute filth.
You enthusiastically tick off different models as they thunder into land with their undercarriage barely clearing your chimney pot.
Right in the face there, Gemma. Right in the face.
That's one of the best ones I've heard.
That is good, isn't it?
You enthusiastically tick off different models as they thunder into land with their undercarriage barely clearing your chimney pot.
We've all been there.
It's amazing.
Okay. Oh, this cheers up Thursday afternoon, doesn't it? Kat and Mike in Bromley, thank you for your bingo suggestion. We're using it, so give yourself the points. Now, we've all had this problem.
Soraya's let her creative juices run riot on one of the benches.
Chris got it right there. Right there. Oh.
Soraya's let her creative juices run riot on one of the benches.
No,
so
what's that?
I look like I wet myself.
Yeah. That's looking that way, isn't it, my darling? Okay. Right.
Okay.
Bit of classic bingo for you next. Ready? Water ready? Yes, good. Here we go.
So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
That's not actually too bad at all.
I will have a little sip then and tell me what you think of it first. Giles, what do you think?
Not bad. I think I'm definitely a cockaholic.
It's the beer that we're tasting there.
So many people nodding at their radio, like, oh, yes, I agree.
Yeah. I love that beer. Let's move on. Okay. Oh, good. It's the One Show next. James and Gordon in Glasgow, thank you for spotting this. And here we have an astonishing revelation from Matt Baker.
Tonight, she turns her attention to Maureen Lipman's backyards. And yes, she does have two of them.
Oh, that was a really bad one. I'm sorry. That was a bad one.
Oh, Gemma.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Look.
It really looks like I've wet myself.
If you're looking on the website now, that's not good. Oh, Gemma. You're going to have to wring that out, that dress.
I've got a DJ later.
That's all fine. It'll be dry by then.
Right.
Got a hairdryer.
Why is there old chips in this thing?
I don't know.
Well, in the bin?
Yeah.
Oh, that is health and safety nightmare. Don't say that because Becca's listening.
Out of your mouth? Yeah, well,
no, they're not from me.
Okay.
Okay,
you're right.
Yeah. I'm soggy.
It's fine because you're only down below. Like, it's not like it's. And what I mean is, like, you're wearing a denim dress, so it's. Yeah.
Right, good.
Carry on.
Okay, more water, please.
I don't even want to sit on the wet chair.
What happened there, Chris?
I've never seen someone squat before for this game. This isn't in the risk assessment.
I don't want to get my bum wet as well as the front.
Gemma, you might as well now.
This is a new one.
All right. Everything is wet.
No. You're deep in the game now. Mm-hmm. And now a classic from the Olympics.
I feel destined for the gold and silver medal.
Look at this move here as he comes underneath. And no flinching as a Wang comes right down on top of him.
Okay. Right, here we go. Ashley, 18, in Brighton, sunning it up on the lunch break, saying this is the best one ever. Louise in Stone says, it's 1,000,000% better when you watch on the website. So is. Okay. John off Cornwall's been on. And he's been listening to Newsbeat.
Some of you texted us pictures of your battered helmet.
Gemma, what is that? Spray.
She sort of...
Yeah, they don't want to get those pictures.
Oh, God. She sort of did me like a sprinkler there. Like, just looked at me and
it was
just...
like slow motion.
I was like a cherub.
Okay. Yeah,
that was going weird. For a wee. That was really weird.
We got some more. Ready? Andy and Jill. Thank you for this one. Here we go.
All right, then. Thanks, Faye. Unfortunately, Sarah's overslept this morning, so we don't have to go around and bang a door in.
Gemma's gone. Chris. Gemma. What are you doing? Oh, this is amazing.
That was really weird.
It was really weird once again. Just got a little spurt every second from Gemma. Like,
okay.
Another classic now. We go back to our favourite 80s soap opera. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Dynasty there. Joan Collins. Oh, my word.
Ah!
Oh, it's got bad. Oh, no, Gemma, you're drenched. Chris.
Look, everywhere. All over my face.
Oh, no.
We're going to need more water.
That is awful. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Look at the state of you.
You're right.
I've got to actually do some work after this.
Right, okay. Like,
let's just do work.
Let's just do one more. This is real work. Let's do one more.
Technically...
You're drenched now. Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Can we all just relax?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Emma off of Reading. It's another Olympics classic. I loved the Olympics.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
She's doing well. Doing well. Doing really well. It's a standoff every time.
Gemma's my favourite contestant ever.
I think mine also.
I was really challenging him then. There was some serious eye to eye business.
Yeah.
If you're going to sleep with your pet, be very, very careful.
And that was Innuendo Bingo with Gemma Kearney, my favourite. Make sure you listen to her show from 7 a.m. weekend mornings. She laughs a lot like that. Thanks, Gemma.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I was in Dundee last night.
How was that?
Brilliant. Shout out to all the students at the Dundee Union.
Was it Freshers?
Yeah, Must be. Leah and her hard-working bar staff. Is that one?
Yeah. Hello. Did you get on with the bar staff well?
Well, they were. It's very busy in there.
Well, I take it the queues would have been massive for you.
Very hot, very busy. And also, Becky made an appearance last night.
Mm.
She shouted, "Go on, pigs," a couple of times and threw out some T-shirts. She loved it.
So how did it work? Was she your hype girl?
Yeah, she was the hype guy. Like, she hyped the mic and then I came on.
Right.
There was an awkward moment when we checked into the hotel quite late last night when we got to Dundee, where they had said that we'd both have a room, and then it turned out that we had to share a room, and Becky blankly refused.
Did she?
To share a room with me. I mean, we've all done it before. Oh, I did book a twin.
Well, this is what I was going to ask. Was this something that you'd planned for her?
Well, no. But we have all done it, haven't we? Oh, sorry, I asked for a twin. Will we be all right in a double? Is that okay? Is that all right?
Don't go to reception. It's fully booked.
Yeah, I've already asked reception, so you don't need to go. And that's definitely the last twin room that person's just taken. So they've only got doubles left.
Did they say Mr. and Mrs. Mills?
No, they didn't say that, but they thought that we were together. She wouldn't even... I said, if it's a twin, is that okay? And she was like, no. She wouldn't even share a twin room with me. How long has she been on this show? What, 4 or 5 years?
Was it you who did the gentlemanly thing and said, don't worry, Becky, you can share a bed with me?
Yes, it was. And then it was her going, I don't want to do that. I would have been quite happy. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring?
I'm so pleased to tell you that today, playing Oh, What's Occurring, is the host of the One Extra Breakfast Show, Twin B.
Hello.
And he's awake and everything.
Victory.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm awake. Like I said, if I'm awake at this time, it's always a win.
We had Trey Songz in yesterday.
Oh my God, did you have screaming girls outside?
Yes, I was one of the Trey's angels that was screaming.
Yeah, we had screaming girls inside as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That was me.
You guys. Did he smell of cocoa butter?
Oh, he smells lush.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a crush.
Good smelling man, I've got to
say. Yeah, smells good.
He is, man.
He's got two phones. I've just been tipped off that you also have two phones.
I know, it doesn't mean anything.
It does mean you don't trust people with two phones.
Very suspicious.
I heard that. One was a gift and I couldn't say no to it.
Well, you'd have to use it.
That's a good point, to be
honest. So, what's the other phone for him?
One's for really important phone calls.
For the ladies, is it?
No, and one's for not so important phone calls.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Okay, then. So, thank you for playing Oh, What's Occurring today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a simple guessing game. Now, today, it's a new game called the Real Life Story Game. The idea is this. You know those magazines with the brilliant headlines like, I married my dad, and things like that.
Whoa.
They're great. I mean, they're my favourite magazines.
I know them too well, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes what we do is we turn the headlines from these magazines, real headlines, into songs. We did this recently at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. Using just these headlines, we got Stushy to do a song. And it sounded like this. It's their Black Heart song, but reworked with the headlines. Daddy, please help our car is haunted. Trouble is, now when I hear that song, I don't even sing, he's got a black. I now sing, allergic to trousers. So those are the headlines I'm talking about. So Chris today called up one of these magazines trying to sell them a story, except he didn't know what story he was trying to sell them until he was on the phone. We just handed him a piece of paper and he had to make everything up on the spot. So he has no idea, until he's on the phone to them, what story it's going to be. Then we just hand him a piece of paper, and there it is, staring in the face.
Go for it.
You've got to go for it and blag it. So, question is, how long can Chris stay on the phone with this real-life story magazine, trying to sell the story that he's only just found out about, before they tell him to go away or he runs out of things to say? A, 30 seconds. B, 2 minutes 30 seconds. Or C, 4 minutes 14 seconds. Twin B, what do you think?
Chris has got an honest voice. I think he can display emotion in his voice as well, mm-hmm. in all honesty. So I think, also because it's an awkward number, and you probably press stop at it, 419, I'm going for.
414.
That's the one.
C.
Yeah, C.
Twin B says C.
Yep.
Chris, do you want to have a go?
Well, I did the call, so it's a bit... Do you want to have a go? You haven't heard it.
You probably still don't know how long it was. I'm going to say B. I just played along there.
Would you have gone for C if I didn't go for C?
No. What are you saying? Huh? Right, we've got Steph on the line. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Playing along at home with What's Occurring. Where are you today?
I'm in Cardiff.
Okay, what do you reckon then? Is it A, B or C that Chris gets on the phone for?
I reckon it's got to be B.
Why do you say B?
I don't know, it's kind of a middle amount of time. It's not too long, it's not too short. Keep them guessing for a minute or two.
Okay, right there, we'll see if you're right. Hi, Emma.
Hiya.
Where are you?
In Penzance in Cornwall.
Lush. Do you live there? Are you on holiday?
No, we live here.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, it's lovely.
I love Cornwall. Okay, what's your answer, A, B or C?
We reckon B as well.
B is 2 minutes 30 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, right, so you're going for B. Seems a very popular answer. So let's find out. Here's Chris calling the Real Life Story magazine, trying to sell his story. Trouble is, he doesn't know what it is until we hand him the piece of paper. There it is.
Hi, Love It magazine.
Hello there. I've got a story that I think you might be interested in.
Okay, what's the story?
Hang on.
Now, this is where we hand in the piece of paper. It just has a headline on it. Not the rest of the story, just a headline, and he has to make up the rest. So this is the point where he sees the headline and then has to try and sell the story.
My dead husband stopped me exploding.
Stopped you exploding?
Yeah.
Oh, right, OK. What's your name, first of all?
My name's Chris.
And the surname?
My name's Pete Long.
Not Chris.
Not Chris, sorry. I got that wrong.
Oh, right. Who's Chris, then?
I don't know. Just on my mind. In fact, Chris was the name of my dead husband.
Oh, right. OK. And when did he die?
He died 5 years ago.
OK.
And since then, I've felt like I needed to explode.
OK. And what... Is this some kind of medical condition, or...?
I think so. But then, at one point, he appeared to me in the night...
Oh, right, OK. He appeared as a ghost, you mean?
Yeah, he appeared as a ghost. It was one night, really late.
OK.
And he just whispered in my ear, "Don't explode now."
Don't explode now. OK, and have you sought any kind of medical help at all?
Not yet, no. Is this something you'd be interested in?
It may be something you'd be interested in, but if you want to just send us over maybe some pictures... I don't suppose you managed to catch the ghost on camera, did you, or...?
I did, actually,
you
yes.
You did? Wow.
If that can get me more money.
Yeah, OK. So where did the ghost appear?
The ghost appeared to me one night when I was lying in bed. It looked like a person with a white sheet and, like, two eyes cut out of it.
Oh, right, OK. Are you sure you're not winding me up, Pete?
No, but I've got to say, it does look like a person with a sheet over his head.
OK.
Just in case the picture looks suspicious.
Yeah, because what we always try to do is make sure we do have the genuine pictures in the magazine.
Oh, it's definitely genuine. It's genuine.
OK.
It's a picture of him bearing down on me, just sort of waving his arms around.
Right, OK.
And telling me not to explode. I might have a video, actually.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it was one of those where I accidentally had it on video mode and it's...
OK.
But you probably just want pictures.
Yeah, for the magazine. I'd recommend that you perhaps send it in, if you're serious, and we'll have a little look at it for you, OK?
Is this the one you get £250 for, if it's a video?
No, we don't actually have a competition like that. It depends very much on the story. We'd have to have a look at the pictures first.
I'll send in some pics.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Pete. Bye.
Who? Oh, yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Not ideal that you forgot who you were at the end.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I had it on video mode, actually. Well done, Chris. That was well made up on the spot, because literally you saw the headline and then had to blag the rest. Steph?
Yeah?
What was your answer? I've forgotten.
B.
Of course it was. Well done. You get the points.
Oh, what?
Emma?
Yeah?
You said B?
Yeah.
Did you, though?
Yeah, yeah, we actually said it before you said it. We were psychic.
Wow, that's incredible. So try and sell your story. 20 Scott Mills points, well done. And Twin B, wrong.
No, no, because mine included the dialing tone.
No, you said C, I said B, so I get my own points, 20 of them. That was good.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi there, Scott Mills Daily Listers. Matt Edmondson here. Sorry to encroach on your private time with Scott, but I wanted to tell you about my podcast, or as the BBC insists we call it, free download.
Download them for free.
You know you can do that already. On this week's show, I make a new song with Phaser from N-Dubs. Now, you've said that you want your album to shock people. I thought you could do just like a monologue after track 7, like
really
banging tunes up to...
Minds
track, wait, in which you just describe things that you can see in the room you're sat in. It would sound like this.
Cup. Water. Lips to glass. Faders. Keyboards. Microphone. Headphones. The time is 6:14. 33. Radio 1.
Pop that in, that will shock people, they won't know what to think. I talked to my Twitter trending expert, Tim, he knows everything about social media, to find out why Andy Serkis, Gollum from Lord of the Rings, is a hot topic online.
Well, it's been revealed by the Daily Mirror that Andy Serkis, the actor, doesn't actually exist.
What?
He isn't a real man.
Now, how do you mean?
Well, Andy Serkis, it turns out, is himself a CGI character, created by the motion picture industry to give a universal face to CGI performers.
We're also joined by Matt Smith from Doctor Who, and we find out what Matt Baker is wearing.
I'm wearing Sharon's husband's pants, my wife's fishnet stockings with a cowboy hat.
So that's what's happening on this week's The Matt Edmondson Show. Feel free to download it for free if you'd like to.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Posh Radio 4 Lady is in Spain this week in her villa. Via, and you can tell that by the quality of these emails that she's reading out on Dear Scott. If you listen carefully, you can actually hear Raul, her Spanish toy boy, scuttling around in the background trying to be quiet, only wearing a spinning bow tie at her request.
I imagine him to be like one of those butlers in the buff.
Yeah, he is like,
you know, with the trousers where it's cut out on
smoking
the,
hot
on the back.
Yeah, you could grate cheese on that washboard stomach. And now it's time for Dear Scott from Spain, the Posh Radio 4 Lady.
Dear Scott and Chris and Becky and everyone else, after catching up on my Scott Mills podcasts, I was shocked and quite frankly disgusted by your lack of knowledge and by your opinion towards hash brown sandwiches.
What about, what do you mean, the hash brown sandwiches?
I remember this on breakfast. This is where I wanted a hash brown sandwich and you thought this was really weird.
It is a horrible idea.
I have them all the time. They're lovely. Even better with a cheese slice, chicken nuggets and ketchup.
Come back to bed. That was Raoul there in the background.
Sounded like you.
Nope.
Just an idea. Love you, bye. Leah, 14, from Chesterfield. P.S. It's my birthday Saturday. Could you possibly give me a happy birthday? Much love. XXX.
Happy birthday for Saturday, Leah. And stop eating them hash brown sandwiches.
No, carry on. They're lovely.
No, don't. That's not part of your five a day. Next!
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, PR4L and TOTDS.
She's definitely in her villa here. You can
it
hear
sounds
it.
Like quite a big place.
Yeah, it sounds roomy, doesn't it? I think she's in one of the lounges.
I'm a big fan of Innuendo Bingo. However, I feel it lacks a competitive edge. To solve this issue, I suggest that each player has a measuring jug that they spit any water they manage to hold into. The winner is the person who fills the jug the most.
Okay, so this is an idea to take Innuendo Bingo up another level, but is really gross. So you're suggesting that we drink our own spit and other people's. What are they saying? I don't understand.
I think you're gonna
have
to play
this again. The fun spitting element, the winner can then pour the water over the loser. This would add a new dimension to the game, and a Radio 1 tournament could be arranged to see who's the ultimate Innuendo Bingoer.
So basically all the water that's left at the end gets poured over the loser of Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. That's, so it's not as gross as I thought it was.
I think I understand that.
Yeah.
It's a good idea because it means that we can measure out who's won and who's lost every week.
Yes, okay. So there's like, by what's left.
Yes.
Okay,
I get it. We could have like a winner's board or something like that. It'd be like Top Gear. It'd be great.
Also, as a Watford fan, like Chris, I'd love for the PR4L to shout, "Come on, you Orns!" Love you, bye. Andrew, in Potter's Bar.
She just kind of did.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're listening again on iPlayer, you could get that off it. Come on, you Orns.
Well, you've tweeted me this before.
I have.
When I say I'm off to a Watford game, you then tweet me that as a bit of... It's like your show of support for me, really.
Yes. I still don't know why they're called Orns. But I do sometimes tweet you that for support.
Are we going to get you to a game this season as well?
I'd love to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you've said this before.
Well,
and it's
I'll
never...
come. Do I have to get a shirt made?
I'll get you a shirt made if you come.
Okay. I'm there. And maybe we could ask Rihanna again.
Yes.
Has she been back on?
I've tweeted her a couple of times about it. Mm. She's never got back to me.
No. She doesn't tweet people that often.
She tweeted you.
Yeah, once. Next!
Bonjour, Scott, Chris, Becky and the PR4L.
Bonjour.
On holiday in France, I heard this song on the radio called Co-Pilot. It sounds suspiciously like Mile High Club, and the video is set at an airport with dancing air stewardesses and everything.
Oh, right, I see. So this does sound like it's a similar plot as well to our song Mile High Club.
Thought you should know, the French are very sneaky. Smiley. Rachel, off of Nottingham, XX.
Those sneaky Frenchies... So here's our Mile High Club.
Bing bong, bing, this is your captain speaking. Wanna take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me. You can be my navigator or navigate me to the dance floor. Slow your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride. You're looking hungry for me, golly golly. Up your aisle with my trolley trolley. Trying to work it if you're meat or fish or the vegetarian option dish. When you get that breathless feeling, mask will fall down from the ceiling. Let me show you a way you're stopping your ears from popping.
So that's our Euro hit, Mile High Club, and here's the one that our listener heard called Co-Pilot when she was in France. This is by Christina Maria and Corneille. Very similar. Try catching this if you can. This flight ain't about to. What's up? No. Don't know. Well, I'm sorry, like the similar metaphors are there, aren't they? And the song is called Co-Pilot.
I don't think we can sue for it though.
Why not?
It's similar, but we did make that song deliberately similar to a lot of other songs that are out. Of that kind, so almost if we get them in trouble, we should be in trouble as well.
Right. I don't know of another song that deals with the airline issue, like, in our way.
Well, no, but that's where we were genius. We wrote that song about the club being like a plane. We were really clever like that.
Yeah, but they've written one with very similar metaphors in it, that's all I'm saying.
If you want me to crack on with some
I've
legal
got good
action,
lawyers.
I can do that.
Next!
Hello.
Hello? Oh. I think she's disappeared behind the pillow with Raoul.
Hi all. Just heard J-Lo's, pronounced J-Lo's, not a type of JLS like I thought, new song going in featuring Flo Rida. And the chorus to her song sounds very similar to your Mile High Club chorus.
One.
The bit in her song that goes, "Tonight feels like etc, etc." If you sue, you could make all the monies. Love the show. J to the L-O.
Okay, so let's hear a song that I've never heard before, but apparently it's a new song, I'm Going In, by Jennifer Lopez.
You're joking. No
way. Right, okay, this has gone too far. It's the same!
It is,
isn't
it?
It is the same.
I'm going to go in on the legal action, seriously, on that one.
Same.
Shocking.
What, so you'd prefer to sue Jennifer Lopez than some French act?
I think we've got a case here. Think of the monies. If we win, think of the money.
Think of the monies. But she is from Los Angeles. She lives in Los Angeles, where people sue you for anything.
I'm not afraid of people from LA. You shouldn't be either.
You're not afraid of Jennifer Lopez's lawyers. Careful now.
She should come to Watford.
Right, and then we can forgive her for nicking our song. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, posh Radio 4 lady and the one who doesn't speak. Yesterday, while relaxing in the bath, I heard you talking about this new dating show on Sky Living called Sing Date. After listening to you speak so highly of the show, I decided to give it a watch.
It's amazing, isn't it?
She's talking quite quickly now, isn't she? Have you noticed? She's speeding up.
She's sped up a bit. Raoul's probably calling her. Dinner's ready.
She's got Raoul tempting her over.
Yeah.
Beckoning to her.
This paella's going cold.
Is that one?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
A lot of people have been tweeting me since we mentioned Sing Date, which is a great dating show where people find love while doing karaoke. You just can't switch it off.
After literally 5 minutes of watching, my face was buried into a cushion. Mm-hmm. I have never cringed so much in all my life.
That is the bit when they get to the Sing Date studio and they meet each other for the first time and have to sing a duet while looking awkwardly into each other's eyes. That's the bit where I have to watch through my fingers.
I just had to keep watching. The end duet of A Whole New World from Aladdin. All I could think of was Katy Price and Peter Andre. Dear Lord.
Oh, what's
was
that?
So sickening, but I loved it.
I see. Even though you should look away, you can't.
Thank you for recommending this terrible show to me. It's a definite watch every night from now on. Smiley. Love you lots. Rachel Fairclough, 18 years old, from Bradford. XXX.
Glad you're enjoying my new TV obsession, Rachel. It is a good one. Sing Day, it's on most nights, several times on Sky Living. Give it a watch. You'll enjoy it.
Hi, Scott. I have Pierce Brosnan's coffee table in the back of my wardrobe. It was given to my uncle, who lived with Pierce in a flat before he got famous.
Oh, wow. This is something we were talking about with a show introducer the other day. And we were asking people if they had electrical goods that used to belong to stars. So, for instance, if you've got Tiny Temper's old toaster or Professor Green's sit-down lawnmower, then we're going to do, like, a themed cafe. You know, like the Hard Rock Cafe where you've got, like, all the leather jackets and guitars of rock stars. This will just have famous people's white goods in it. And it's going to be like a cafe.
We were going to chuck it in the tip. It's not that nice, but couldn't part with it. Gemma, Newport, South Wales.
Well, do you know what, Gemma? If you're prepared to part with the Pierce Brosnan coffee table, that would be a welcome addition to whatever we were going to call our cafe.
We had some
white
very
good cafe. White good cafe. That's what we've got so far.
We had better names.
Yeah, we did.
Someone texted in, but
so thank you to the Posh Radio 4 lady. Bienvenue to you for doing the Dear Scots this week from Spain. Love to Raoul. And she is back from her island in Torremolinos next week. Anything you want to say? Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get it read out every Thursday by the Posh Radio 4 lady.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I once went to a Natasha Bedingfield concert and stopped it.
Hi, Bryce.
Hello, how are you?
Is your name Bryce Loving?
Yes, that's actually my real name.
You are Mr. Loving?
Yep.
Bryce Loving is your actual name?
Yeah, my dad's last name's Loving, so that's my last name.
Amazing.
It's the coolest name ever.
Ever.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's catchy. It's catchy.
Do you have a sign on your desk at work that says Mr. Loving?
No, I do not. I have a business card that says my name, but other than that, no special Mr. Loving name.
Oh, please get a sign.
Yeah, that's I'll get one. That's my gamer tag on Xbox, so I guess that's similar.
On the bell to your apartment, is there a sign next to the bell that just says Loving?
No, there's not. There's not.
Are you at work at the moment, Bryce? You sound like you've got a work voice on.
Yes, I do have my work voice. It's my second week here, so I'm trying not to be too loud in my cubicle.
Oh, are you like in one of those cubicles like in American films?
This is a smaller office, actually, so there's only a few. There's only a few cubicles next to me. So
I thought it was a toilet attendant for a second there.
No. What's your actual job, Bryce? No.
I'm actually an analyst at pharmaceutical company.
So you analyse all the drugs?
Yeah, for our Walmart account.
What's the best drug at the moment?
Well, since Oh, well, you know, actually, there's very strict laws on what I can and can't comment on. But if I were in your position, I needed a drug, it probably would be, I think, bear aspirin.
Bear aspirin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is it from actual bears? Or for bears?
No, Bayer. Bayer, Bayer.
Oh, Bayer! Not Bayer. Bears. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Bayer. I thought it was aspirin for bears for a minute.
No.
And actually, Bayer, like, Bayer. One of them could probably kill me.
No.
With a glass of water. Take this bear aspirin. Okay, then. Bye.
No. Bayer.
Hey, tell me about what happened with Natasha Bedingfield at the gig.
Oh, goodness. So I was at a concert of hers last summer. It was in St. Louis, Missouri. And it was a really small concert. I don't like going to the huge arena concerts. So this one was only about maybe a few hundred people. So
is she not really doing the big places anymore?
Last summer, all her places were like pretty small venues. They were pretty cozy, intimate settings. So
anyway, you're at the Natasha Bedingfield concert.
Yes, and so, you know, I'm scooted up to the very front row, and she's singing her song, and about halfway through the concert, she steps on, like, a wristband, like the kind of wristbands they give to over 21-year-olds, and so me and a couple people that I was standing around right there, I'm like, we're just staring at this wristband for, like, 3 songs into the concert, and so I'm looking at it, and I'm just like... And I look around, and everyone in the front is just staring at that wristband waving on her shoe. So it goes on for about 3 songs. And so finally, after a few songs of it, I'm like, guys, we have to tell her. Like, we got to tell her.
And so she's got this wristband on her shoe still.
Stuck under her shoe like toilet paper. Like, okay. So finally, in between songs, it gets to the point where I'm like, Natasha. And she kind of is like looking around. I'm like, Natasha. And she like looks down, and I was like, there's a wristband stuck on your shoe. And she's like, a what? I was like, a wristband. There's a wristband stuck on your shoe. And she goes, oh, she's like, oh, how embarrassing. She's like, well, at least you're loving enough to tell me. She was like, I went on this one date with this one dude, and I had some spinach stuck in between my teeth, and he waited until the end of the date to tell me. And she's like, everyone was laughing at the joke, but she finally got that wristband unstuck from her shoe, and we could actually pay attention to music instead of the wristband waving on her shoe. So,
oh, thank God. And are you still in touch with Bedingfield?
I follow her on Twitter. It's about as in touch with her as I am.
That's not really in touch, Bryce Levin.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, I better let you get back to work analysing all the good drugs.
Thank you.
Bryce Levin. Yeah. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. I think where you didn't know your name was the best bit of that.
My dead husband stopped me exploding.
Stopped you exploding?
Yeah.
Oh, right, OK. What's your name, first of all?
My name's Chris.
And the surname?
My name's Pete Long.
Not Chris,
sorry. I got that wrong.
Oh, right. Who's Chris, then?
I don't know. Just on my mind. In fact, Chris was the name of my dead husband.
There they are. That is thinking on your feet right
good
there.
Good liar, aren't
really
I?
Good, really good.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a game of real or no real. On Twitter, there are two rival services. There's one called UberFacts, which is actual real, true stuff, true facts. And there's one that's just fake facts, and they're from Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale. So you have to decide. You have to decide on this game, are they real facts or are they just made up ones by a character of Emmerdale? You ready, Twin?
I am in.
Ready, Chris?
Yeah.
10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. Chris, you're keeping score.
Okay.
Get a pen. Okay, here's your first one. Is this real or no real?
The most push-ups performed in one day by a single person was 46,001.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot of push-ups.
It's very specific, that, though.
That's got to hurt.
With the one on the end, I'm going to go yes. Because I bet the record was the one before that, 46,000.
46,000? Yeah, I can't do two.
He's done one to show off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To break the record and one.
Yeah, you can imagine that, show off.
I reckon it's true, because he obviously didn't do it all at one time.
In a day?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
If he that's
did one,
a lot.
No, but think, if he did one every 10 seconds, he could probably
that's
break
maths.
The record. I don't know if that's exact, by the way.
What
I
are
just
you saying, Twin?
Out.
Real?
I think it's real.
Chris?
Yeah. Real.
That is real!
Ooh, wow, yeah. That's a lot. Ooh. I'm impressed. Are you ready for your next fact?
Yeah.
But is it real or no real?
Peter Stringfellow has a terrible phobia of roast potatoes.
What?
Stringfellow, he doesn't love the carbs. Real or no real?
I think it's real.
Some people have that. Like, one of my friends can't stand the sight of processed peas.
Yeah.
He strikes me as a
runs away from
sort of traditional man. I think he loves the roast potatoes. I think this is rubbish.
I think it's so weird it's real. I can see him running from a roast.
I'm going to say not real.
Stringfellow running from a roast.
I say Stringfellow loves a roast.
Even if prepared by a 22-year-old lady.
Especially.
That's totally no real.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I wanted that to be true. But Stringfellow loves the potatoes.
Ooh, points
that
to me.
Venustrophobia is the fear of beautiful women.
Stringy hasn't got that.
Real. Because beauty's in the eye of a beholder, so maybe they think that ugly's beautiful, or whatever they think is beautiful scares them. Real, I think, yes.
Real,
yes. Okay. I think it exists.
I think there is a fear of beautiful people. I've had this before. I went to one party where I felt like a London It boy, and there was actual supermodels in there, and I was actually kind of fearful about talking to them.
So what are you saying?
I think it's real.
I'm saying real.
That is real.
Yeah. And Chris, you had it that night.
I did. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And we've got
Misha Barton, scary to talk to.
Yeah. And one more. Real or no real?
Saddam Hussein's real name was Steve. He changed it, saying that in his position, he needed something with a bit more pizzazz.
Steve Hussein. Stevie boy.
Real or no real?
Not real.
He did look like a Steve.
It's not real.
Yeah. Saddam's a better stage name, like a sort of...
It is more fearful. I'll be more scared of a Saddam than a Steve.
I've known some scary Steves, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say real.
I think it's false.
You think it's real? Chris, you think it's real?
I think that's believable, yeah.
That's totally no real.
Oh, it's always the best ones that you want to be real, isn't it?
30 all.
Well played, Twin B.
Thank you very much.
Back on BBC Radio 1 Extra tomorrow morning when you wake up. 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoa, if I could marry that free download, I would do it. I'm just toweling myself down. Hope you enjoyed it. There is another Scott Mills Daily for free, available tomorrow from the Radio 1 website.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.